The impact of British colonialism is once again under the spotlight as historians come together for the second time in Tehran to discuss 19th and 20th century Iran. Decisions that have defined the course of history and valuable experiences that Iranians have paid the price for. Plenty of lessons to be learned. The keynote address couldn't have been more comprehensive.
Based on the documents that are available, it is possible to draw conclusions and even analyze the current political circumstances. The British had a hand in everything, political, economic, and even cultural affairs.
From the notorious treaties of Gulistan and Turkmenchay, by which Iran lost most of its northern territories, to the 1953 coup d'etat which overthrew Iran's first democratic government, the dark 200-year history of Britain is still very much alive in Iranian memories.
The interference of colonial Britain and the way they meddled in almost all our domestic affairs in order to secure their interests is very important, particularly because they had managed to undermine the nation's capabilities.
But researching into the history of Iran-Britain relations requires access to classified documents. Today, the main obstacle Iranian researchers need to overcome.
Not having access to the documents that are being kept in different organizations or having limited access is not a good thing, because so many of these documents themselves are enough to show how the British have been acting.
In order to ease the process, the organizers of the seminar have launched a website to publish related documents and reports. They hope that the website will be the key for the new generation to get to know more about British colonialism, while it can also provide the opportunity to evaluate British policies in today's more complicated political arena. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.